they generally back then they'd say shut the door, not close. They'd say shut it.
You reckon one of those is more polite than the other?
Well, I wouldn't know.
What would you say nowadays?
Well, I'd say close it.
Close the door.
Yeah.
I see. You spent a lot of time working on houses. I reckon you've seen a lot of houses, you know, on the outside, those boards that kind of lap over each other like that.
Yeah.
What do people call that?
They call that drop siding.
Could you tell me what that's like or how you do that?
Well, it's manufactured in a way that's got a, right under that board, it's got a little groove in it, about half or 3/8 of an inch. And the top side of that board is made a little thinner than the rest of it, where that'll drop down over.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I see. Is that drop siding the same thing as weatherboarding?
No, sir.
What's that like?
Weatherboarding is where they built, I always heard called weatherboarding, no, it's called square houses. It was built with the boards, big wide boards run up and down. That weatherboarding was nailed over them cracks.
Yes, sir.
Keep the air out.
I see. You know, these things right on the edge of a roof of a house that will carry off the rainwater?
Yeah.
What would you call those?
Gutters.
I see. Do you have them on this house?
No, sir. Mm-hmm.
Do many houses in town have them?
No, sir.
I see. Well, you know, on some houses that have different slopes to the roof?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A place where two different slopes would meet, that area right there?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called anything?
Called a valley.
That would be the valley.
Yes.
You might have to put something down there to stop a leak or...
Oh, yeah.
Do any people around here have a little building out back of the house where they might keep wood or tools or things like that?
Yeah. Well, according to what keep in it, they keep tools in it, they call it the tool house.
Yes.
If they keep just junk in it, they call it the junk house.
Junk house.
Yes.
You ever call a little building like that a shed? Or
Yeah.
You could keep the same things in there?
Right? Yeah.
Well, you know, years ago, back before people had indoor plumbing, I guess the toilet was out back.
Oh, yeah.
What did they call that place?
Well, I don't call it the privy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is that what it was usually called?
Yeah.
What about outhouse?
Well, some people call it outhouse. Most of them call them privies.
I see. Did y'all have one at your house in town?
Yeah.
Can you remember when you got indoor front plumbing?
Well, no, I just can't remember what year it was. Way back after I was grown.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you a few things about the farm. I reckon you grew up on a farm?
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell me about what kind of buildings most people around here would have on their farm?
Well, some of them had a big barn with a crib and a horse or mule stables all built under that one roof. Some of them would have crib and build on. Out they didn't have a big barn, they may have two or three cribs, small cribs to hold their hay or corn, something like that.
I see.